FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Health workers and activists are picketing in Umlazi this morning to demand justice following the death of a medical intern last week. Dr. Alulu Tomaswi collapsed while he was at work at Prince Mshene Memorial Hospital. The 25-year-old was allegedly forced to report for duty in the pediatric ward last Monday, despite being ill. Newswatch's Inukuhle Malinga reports.
The peaceful protest outside the hospital gate is growing as more members of the Public Servants Association and EFF arrive to join the demonstration. They're demanding accountability, better working conditions, and more support for staff in public health care. The protesters have described the intern's death as a tragic reminder of the systematic neglect and exploitation of workers. Dr. Mazi lived with diabetes for more than a year. His family says he'd been unwell in the days leading up to his death. It's alleged he informed a supervising consultant that he was ill on the 12th of May, but was instructed to continue working. Mazi's death has sparked public outrage, prompting investigations by both KZN Health and the Office of the Health Ombud. Meanwhile, family, friends and colleagues are expected to attend a memorial service in his honor at the hospital this afternoon. Kunukuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Umlazi.
Kaggta Minister Velinkosini Hlabisa says some municipalities are struggling to function because of political interference. He says in some instances they found more than one person appointed for the role of municipal manager and chief financial officer. The minister says government's considering reducing the number of municipalities in the country as some are financially and administratively unsustainable. Hlabisa was speaking at the launch of the White Paper Review on Local Government yesterday. He says senior managers need to be appointed on merit.
One major factor that must be addressed is depoliticization of municipal governance. We have many municipalities that are unstable because of politics. They can't deliver services. In some municipalities, we have two MMs in one municipality.
And surgeons at a hospital in California have successfully performed the world's first human bladder transplant. The procedure is being described as a promising development for those suffering from serious bladder disorders. The surgery was performed earlier this month at the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. The facility says the patient was a 41-year-old father who had a large portion of his bladder removed due to cancer several years ago. He received both a bladder and a kidney from an organ donor and had them successfully transplanted in an 8-hour operation. A recap of our lead story this hour. Health workers and activists are picketing in Umlazi this morning to demand justice following the death of a medical intern last week. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.